Let's talk a little bit of AFL with our resident expert, Nick Davis, of course, a man who's been in preliminary finals and tasted success at grand final level as well. It's an exciting time for any footballer, Nicky boy, but more so the players from Geelong, Brisbane, and particularly tomorrow afternoon, the Swans, as they host Collingwood in what will be a belter. I know the Geelong game is tonight, but let's talk about tomorrow night or tomorrow evening. 4:45, sold out in about an hour at the ticket tech offices on Monday. It's an insane sort of build up, isn't it?
Yeah, Russ, it was. It's the it had the hottest ticket in town at in Sydney at the moment, the Swans Collingwood game. And yeah, these are the times when as an ex player, where when it's the middle of winter and it's cold and you watch the teams going around, you don't miss it that much. But when it's preliminary final, good weather in Sydney, you like to think to yourself that you might have one game left in you.
I saw a text from somebody or a tweet during the week where the Collingwood supporters are offering $200 bus rides. You leave at 5:30 in Melbourne, you go to the game, and then you depart at 11 o'clock at night and you go back to Melbourne. Can you imagine how feral — you were a Collingwood player — how feral would that be?
Oh, I can imagine how feral it would be on the way up and then potentially on the way down with the Collingwood win, getting ready for a grand final.
That won't be happening.
Yeah, no, but the bus ride home after a loss would be, I don't know. I reckon if you were on that bus, you might be looking for a plane ticket home.
Imagine the breath of those people after 18 hours. The Swans unchanged lineup, which is always a great sign. I'm a big fan of this second week off. And particularly in Sydney, they've had no real media scrutiny. Yes, they've had the players come out. Most of those players could have gone to their local coffee shop, waved to everybody. Collingwood would get 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people at a training session. Lots of pressure. I know that they were huge in the game against Geelong. They lost a couple of weeks ago. They were huge last week. But the Swans will just be fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, it's two pretty distinct build-ups to this game for the two clubs. The young Collingwood side that would be in Melbourne and look, the support that those players would be getting, not only after the Geelong game, but look, they were pretty clinical against Fremantle last week. And look, they're back into the year. I think they won 11 in a row there and all by under two goals. So their confidence would be pretty high. And the other thing that's an advantage for Collingwood on their side is they were here a month ago and they got to have a look at the Swans at the SCG, and it is a little bit of a different ground to play at, so they're able to come back pretty fresh after that with some key learnings. But the Swans, you're right, I walked out of training this morning and look, the boys were able to just walk down Anzac Parade and not have too much of a worry in the world, get a bit of sun on the back this afternoon and be ready for a big game. So, yeah, two pretty distinct, two different ways to prepare. But, look, both sides would be, they'd be pretty keen that they could both win.
A couple of Collingwood players involved in a minor car accident this morning, Bo McCreary and Josh Carmichael. No player was hurt, but they'll still travel with the team. But nobody ever wants that to happen as a build-up. But, look, this game itself for me on paper is a lot closer than what the experts are saying. You know, the bookmakers are saying it's a foregone conclusion. But as you well know, there's no such thing as a certainty in games when there's so much on the line.
Yeah, you're right. And look, it's probably going back to the first week of the finals where the Swans were sort of heavy outside against Melbourne. Look, I think any sort of finals game, and I think there's enough, you know, content through the regular season to see that there shouldn't be much between finals games at all, from a pure price and bookmaker standpoint. But look, they've been cracking games. The first 2 weeks of the AFL finals have been outstanding. And then the NRL finals came and said, "Listen, I'll hold my beer on the weekend."
Yes.
And the Roosters and the Rabbitohs punched each other's heads off. So it is a really good time of year, and it does make you you miss finals. I was lucky enough to every year at the Swans play in finals, and 1 year at Collingwood to make a grand final. So you do miss finals time.
Well, and like me, you'll probably do the all up Swans, all up the Sharks and Souths next door. That'll be an interesting experience. I'm trying to do the treble and go to the races for half the program. So, you've got to have that trifecta in the back of your mind. But it's a sunny day. You want to get out and enjoy it. I don't know what I'll be like at the end of it, but the footy finals, you wish they keep going forever and ever and ever. There's such a difference between that and your regular season games.
There is, Russ. And it's sort of, and Coach is in there, and he's an NBA sort of man. It is. Like, the difference between the regular season NBA and the playoffs is a lot as well. And whether there could be another wild card weekend or something in the AFL to prolong the finals, because it does take the game to another level. And it might be something that down the track that the AFL might be able to try and, by inviting a couple of extra games into the finals weekend, stretch it out to a five week finals competition, because everyone, whether or not your team is in it, I think everyone would have watched the first two weeks of the finals and loved it. But Russ, I am getting the trifecta, because I've got the AFLW Swans Girls yes. playing in Adelaide on Saturday morning, and then I'll be jetting back to Sydney for the Swans Collingwood game. And now I will be, given I'm a Shire boy and I live in the Shire, take my Roosters kit off from last week, and I won't put Sharky's kit on, but I'll be supporting the Sharks tomorrow night as well.
Okay, so tonight Geelong take on Brisbane, who were absolutely magnificent last week against Melbourne. Melbourne capitulated a little like they did against the Swans, and Brisbane took full advantage. Now we get to a stage, though, that if they give a team like Geelong 3 or 4 goals head start, Geelong won't let the foot off the neck, that's for sure. They'll really crush them, and it's hard to see the Cats getting beaten, especially again with that week off. Jeremy Cameron, Hawkins, you know, Dangerfield, these sorts of players just time and time again stand up in the big games.
Yeah, they do. And the thing that I've liked about Geelong is the fact that there is a different mix going through there now. Look, Atkins and Guthrie are sort of going through the midfield a little bit more, so it's not just the big names that you're used to. DeConing's been really good down back. And Stewart's been a sensation. And look, I was happy, and I think you're a bit of a fan of him too, Russ, but our ex-Swannies mate Gary Rowan was able to stand up last week, and 2 weeks ago in the qualifying final, and I was rapt for Gazza to be able to sort of silence a few knockers and to kick some important goals.
Yeah, he's certainly had an indifferent finals history, but you know, as you well know, Nicholas, you only need one quarter to turn everybody's fortunes around, don't you?
Legend is built in the finals, my friend. And
they don't remember how, they just remember how many, exactly. So you're tipping Geelong tonight, I suspect, and the Swans tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. I'm tipping Geelong, but I think it'll be, you know, within 3 goals. I don't think they'll blow them away at the MCG. And look, I think this game tomorrow night here in Sydney, I know it's quite hard to get a ticket, but if a mate of yours puts it up on Facebook or somewhere, I've got a spare ticket, get out there and grab it, because 45,000 at the SCG. Look, the MCG is the mecca. You get your 90,000 there, and it's just the sheer size of it. But 45,000 at the SCG is just a really intimate sort of a real intimate crowd, and it gets real loud there. So it's a good game.
I'll tell you my story. My story. I happened to be coming back from my old hometown school reunion, and I had to stay an extra night in Orange on the Sunday night. So on Monday, when all the tickets were up for sale, I'm waiting in the queue. And then I looked online, and there's a Ticketek office at the Orange Civic Centre, which was only a couple hundred metres from where I was staying. And I was getting no love, and we're getting rushed out of the... So I've run to the Ticketek office. Oh, this is full on straight up. Nobody there, and the woman said, yeah, I turned the computer, what seat would you like? And I just started picking whatever seat. So if you want tickets to the grand final,
there you go, Collingwood supporters.
Just drive out to Orange and go to the Ticketek office. They're open at 9 o'clock. Beautiful. And then I rang a couple of mates. I said, who wants an SCG membership? And they just said, sent me the pass, and I bought about 22.
Well, if the Swannies or the Collingwood, whoever gets into the grand final, if you want to get grand final tickets, get yourself out to Orange on Sunday, stay at the local pub, and then be at the Ticketek office bright and early on Monday morning.
Or ring a bloke from the 200 Club, Nicholas, who might be able to get me access. Enjoy, mate. Good luck tomorrow. The AFLW side playing the Port Adelaide Power. And you can watch that on all of the various KO, 7 mate, all of that sort of thing as well. So good luck to the AFLW team tomorrow, and good luck to the Swannies, mate. Lovely to chat.
Thanks, Russ. Have a good weekend, buddy.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.